Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, City High School baseball off to one of its best starts in recent memory. Combined 20-4, they are going into tonight's 7 o'clock home game out on the north side for Richard Hertz, 10-1, maroon and gold.
Yeah, Joe, very, very pleased. You know, again, we are off to a great start, and we're doing the things we need to do to win. I would consider us probably more an opportunistic team than anything else. We just seem to do what we need to do to win right now, which is great. We're not a super offensive team, but we get the base hit, we get the fly ball, we have a runner at third or the infield back, we move the baseball enough to score. I think we're pretty aggressive on the bases, so our pitching has been very good. And then obviously having Caden McCoy, that makes you really tough to beat. Caden's having a tremendous year. He's thrown 11 innings, only given up 2 hits, struck out 22. We've played 76 innings, so Caden's only thrown 11 of those innings. So the rest of the staff has done very well, but Caden's really, really tough to hit right now.
So it'll be McCoy against Justin Zaleski, who stepped into Phil Klusner's starting rotation. He's 3-1. He'll go tonight for the Purple and White, who are 10-3. We talk South Panther baseball with Phil Klusner in our next report. Reds, Texas tonight, pregame at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So we have North-South Baseball tonight, 7 o'clock in North Cougar Field. Both City Nines with 10 wins to date. As we move through this final week of April, Phil Klusner's 10-3 Panthers, they've won in a variety of ways to date.
It's just a positive attitude we have and the resilience that the boys have. Been a pleasure to coach them so far, and they played well together. That's the big thing. And they purposely played a tough schedule to try to get them ready for situations like big conference games or the sectionals, and they've done a really good job, and we're just taking advantage of opportunities. I mean, it's more than just hitting. We've been able to get ourselves on base without the hit, and that's been key all season. And the two-out scoring, I mean, that's the big thing that stands out for me is we've scored quite a few runs with two outs.
And this is a big conference Indiana game. Both clubs unbeaten. Purple and White of Phil Klusner will be facing North ace left-hander Caden McCoy, who has, struck out 22 in 11 innings. South goes with Justin Zaleski. He's 3-1 tonight, 7 o'clock at North Cougar Field. Reds tonight against the Rangers, 6:40. Tommy Thrall's pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.